Very. I mean, this is very disappointing. We need to have a lot more urgency across the board. Starts with me as a coach, going to all the other coaches, and then to the players. Players need to be, just more urgent. We had some opportunities there, and we got to execute at a higher level. We got to come up with some better plays. We got to clean that stuff up. See how many opportunities we had, if there was something else we could have gotten to, but felt like we had a good plan, and in the end, just it didn't come together. I think the third down thing is very frustrating also. I don't think we were very good. I haven't seen the stats yet, but we definitely weren't continuing those drives, and we got to keep our defense off. I know time of possession, we didn't have the ball enough, and we got to be better on offense. And as a coaching staff, we're going to put our head down, and we're going to keep working on this short week.
There's Nathaniel Hackett, head coach of the Denver Broncos, talking about another nationally televised loss for the Denver Broncos. Denver now 2-4 on the season, and the hope-o-meter is empty at this stage. Two must-win games in a row, two losses in a row, two overtimes in a row. Two nationally televised games in a row. Two, for the most part, incompetent offensive performances in a row. And it has Broncos country certainly freaking out. It's Top Text Tuesday today. I got a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill where we can perhaps go drown our sorrows today or this week or whatever. Or B-Rad, if you're B-Rad out there, one of our Hall of Famers for sure, could win the $50 gift certificate. But I need a good text. I need good text today. I mean, we are in vent mode here on the whole show. It is threat level midnight. It is hit the alarms, slam down on the alarms. Everybody's freaked out, as you should be. We went through 6 years of this to get to six games of this. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. From the 970 popping in here, I'm afraid Russell Wilson is Joe Flacco. Hear me out. 3 years ago when he was 34 years old, Joe Flacco was sold to us as someone just entering his prime. Russell will be 34 next month. Both had early career success that they parlayed into big contracts. Both had longtime coaches who were all too ready to move on from them. Both turned out to be washed up when they got to the Broncos. I got to get my head around that, but you're not wrong. My initial read of that text is you're not wrong. I'm not saying they're the same person. But this has turned into a fiasco. Whether it's Nathaniel, whether you're on the Nathaniel Hackett camp or the Russell Wilson camp, as far as who's to blame the most, that was a fun poll question last week. And I'll give you my thoughts throughout the show today. It's going to be a lot of this, a lot of Broncos. We have some, obviously the Nuggets start tomorrow night. We got the Colorado Avalanche getting another win last night. Got baseball playoffs still rolling. So there will be some positive things. But today it's kind of we're venting out another loss by the Broncos. And my Method Flow Products poll question of the day, and I want to think about this honestly. How bad could this get? Answer this question. Go to thewholeshow.com. Answer this question. Will Nathaniel Hackett be given a second year, be fired before the season ends, or be fired at the end of the season? 40% of the Hooligans believe he'll be back next year. And that 40% is probably the same 40% at the beginning of the season. Good on you, by the way, that said, hey, this Russell Wilson-Nathaniel Hackett game is the long game. And I entertained that notion that this is going to be a not a seven-year process, but a couple of years process for both Hackett and Russell Wilson to work together. I would be more inclined to go with that line of thinking as far as this is going to be a process if it wasn't so bad. Every single week, it's something different. And every single week, we have these conversations about, What was he thinking there? Why wasn't Russ doing this? He had a wide open guy there. Why run the ball here? Why kick the field goal there? Why fumble the punt return there? We'll get into the punt return as well. Denver loses 19-16 in a game where 10 points scored in the first. Russell Wilson was 10 of 10. 10 of 10. Is that right? The first quarter? How many completions did he have in the game? 15. So that means after that start, he completed 5 passes. You continue to showcase a predictable offense, even to the greenest of football fans. Shotgun formation, delayed handoff, Latavius Murray up the gut. Shotgun formation, delayed handoff, Latavius Murray up the gut, 3rd and 5. Here comes a throw, false start, sack, incompletion, you name it. There's no creativity. There was in the first quarter. That first quarter looked a lot like the Seattle game plan. I was slamming my hands down on the table yesterday saying, get the tight ends involved in this football game. And you did for a split second. Greg Dulcich, finally saw him, had a touchdown, maybe dropped one earlier, but that was a tough catch, especially for a guy that's a rookie that's never played in an NFL game before. Eric Tomlinson had a big catch, one catch for 16 yards. And then it all goes away. A lot of drama after this one. Justin Simmons had some interesting comments. Russell Wilson did not do the let's go ride or let's ride Bronco. I don't even know what it's saying anymore. It is anymore. I'll admit it's starting to run its course on me because yesterday, I mean, they could have lost this game. And we could have found ways to go, oh, well, at least there was this, 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 or this. Dude, even if they pull that game out, we're still talking about this. The weird thing is with the Broncos, they're like so bad offensively that I think they make the other offenses bad when they play them. Like that rubs off on them. The Chargers looked bad. Staley's probably not long for this coaching world either. I am not sold on that guy. But more importantly, we're talking about Nathaniel Hackett today and Russell Wilson today. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Dixon, LOL. Are you really LOLing or is it just like a smile a little and then stopped? I think it's pretty obvious who's to blame for all this. Somehow it has to be Elway's fault. Am I right? There it is, Dixon. Of course, it's all back to Johnny Elway. Even if it's not, let's say it is, just for fun. Not now. Elway elevated himself away from the situation. You hired George Payton to now be the guy that runs this thing. We can talk about the last 6 years all you want. This was a new day. We have washed ourselves of John Elway as the GM and VP. He's still there, but he's not making decisions. Not big decisions, not personnel decisions. George Payton was brought in and has made some pretty good moves. But the looming cloud over Broncos country is not even if I blame Nathaniel Hackett more, it's the looming cloud is 7. The number 7, and not John Elway 7, Russell Wilson, 7 years. 405. Take a deep breath. Look out your window at the amazing fall colors and remember it's only a game. And this is only a sports talk show. You want me to get on this show today and talk to you about how positive it was that, hey, it's just fun? No, 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 no. We are invested in this. We're all invested in this. And this situation is getting worse. I mean, yes, it's a great day. I love my family. All that stuff is well and good. Fantastic. Halloween's right around the corner. I'm a big Halloween guy. Great. But we're talking about Broncos country. We're talking about people that spend a lot of money and time and effort and emotion and passion and love and whatever and invest it into this Broncos team that has been so disappointing over the last 6 seasons. And now you're adding this to the mix. You are 2-3. You got the Jets and the Jags coming up. No more are they a gimme. And it is threat as to quote Michael Scott, it is threat level midnight. 970, this one from John. Put Wilson on IR for 4 weeks and let Brett Rypien play, obviously because of the shoulder problems. If you can't do what you think you can do with Russ in a game like that, and I don't know if that was the excuse because now we're saying it's a hamstring injury too, then you got to put Brett in. Why are, Angel, help me. I tweeted about it. Nobody helped me with this. Why are they running on all those possessions that they did get in overtime? Why are they running shotgun formation with Latavius Murray to the right or left of Russ and the delayed handoff up the gut? Why? Make it make sense to me.
It's really hard to understand because you watch that game, you see the pressure that the Chargers were getting off the edge, especially with Khalil Mack, and you know, you see that on pass protection. You see the pocket kind of collapse around Russell and he just gets, you know, stuck in there. And then you do that same kind of thing on a running play where it's a delayed handoff, kind of just a slow little handoff to the left or right for Murray. And by the time he gets the ball and starts to get up steam, there's two defenders right there because you're allowing right. That offensive line is allowing the pressure to close that pocket and that mesh point is completely off.
And they know it's coming.
It's so predictable.
They kept doing it.
They're running on like second and like eight, not getting anything. And oh, it's third and six. We're going to have to throw it here and dropped.
Or a false start or a sack.
It's the same thing over and over again.
And is that on Russ or is that on Nathaniel Hackett? And today, I'm sorry. I know Russ isn't perfect. He's far from it. Right now, he's probably a bad quarterback. But Nathaniel Hackett's a bad coach. Unimaginative. Play calling. Weird decisions. Always take a firm grip of a Nathaniel Hackett coached game.
And I think it's easier to put blame on Hackett for this game because of what we saw in the first quarter.
Right.
You could see it.
It's there.
It's all right there, and you're doing it. And
when
then you stop doing it.
Russ stepped up into the pocket and hit Greg Dulcich. That was a beautiful play design.
Twice he stepped up in the pocket for a deep throw.
And it was a beautiful play design on that Dulcich touchdown. And Russ had to step up. When Russ moves around in the pocket, good things happen. I don't know how to coach football. I don't know how to scheme. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I have a lot of admiration for Nathaniel Hackett to get to this point. But what you saw with Russell Wilson at Seattle, we all talked about. I mean, again, I watched 3, 4, 5 Seattle games, maybe fully a year. I don't know. If out of market football, if it's on my tube, I watch it. If that's the 11 o'clock game, if that's the 2 o'clock game, if that's the primetime game, I'm watching it. And what I watched with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll's offense was, I don't know how to explain it other than just saying, I mean, I was hearing Ryan Clark talk about it last night on SVP. Russ doesn't do well in these constricting type systems. You need him to kind of, it's almost like you want the play to break down. It's almost like they design the play to break down, meaning you have pulling guards instantly knowing he's going to probably roll to his right. The design of the play is going to flow this way, so we're going to design it that way so that he can either go against the grain, step up into the pocket. And again, I'll admit all of this. The offensive line is awful. The injuries have absolutely decimated this team. That's no excuse because the Chargers won a game. Their center, backup center was hurt coming back in. Their kicker was like, had a knee thing or a quad thing wrapped around his leg the whole time. Mad respect for that guy, by the way. Loved his attitude. I mean, that guy, wow. Just thinking that here's the opportunity for Denver. You're going to have a kicker that can't make field goal. Not the case. It didn't feel like that. I didn't think that. It just was setting up for that story. I told you, man, the storylines always dictate these games.
Am I onto something with this whole scripting
probably,
thing?
Probably. But, I mean, you know what I mean? What was it in X-Men? There's a character, or maybe it's Heroes. I don't know. But if they touch you, you lose your powers. There's an X-Men.
There probably is.
His power is he, like, negates your power. If he's within your 5 feet of you or whatever, he negates your power. This offense is that. They have that superpower. They go into a game, and it somehow... And I'm not taking anything away from the defense. This defense is phenomenal, and you should be very frustrated. But for some reason, Justin Herbert's not hitting wide-open guys anymore. He had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. He wasn't hitting them. He looked bad. I'm telling you, the Broncos have a superpower right now, And they can suck the life out of any team they play offensively just because they're so bad. The cloud like looms over the stadium and zaps that in. So there's the positive for you today. You have that.
It's a bit of a sympathy play. Like if we play
yes.
bad, they're going to feel bad for us and not run up the score. So they'll play equally as bad, but maybe a little bit better in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
Every time.
It's like possum. Dixon says, let's roll with it like this. I like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It somehow goes back to Elway. He sucked so bad, he had to promote himself. And if he wouldn't have sucked so bad, then there is no George Payton and no Hackett, then no Wilson, and you would still have Drew Locke. At this point...
You can make a connection to anything with
you
John
can.
Elway.
Yes, you can. Dixon's
the truth
just,
is,
yeah.
Who constructed this team as it is now?
George Payton. George Payton constructed this team. There are leftovers from Elway's time, but the main players on this team that we talk about, the Russell Wilsons, the injured players now, this is George Payton. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly. Load up text for me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. The good? All right, I didn't watch this game last night because the Broncos were on Monday Night Football, but the Colorado Avalanche get a win over the Wild. So that was good. All right. What are they, 2-1? 2-1 to start the season? Cool. Awesome. I'm not there yet mentally in my brain, but I'm happy for it. Awesome. Good for you guys. The bad? I'm going to go Russell Wilson here. 15 of 28, 188 yards, one touchdown. His rating was 86.6, but he missed some throws, too. He missed a lot of throws. He took sacks when he probably shouldn't have. I want to see him step up in the pocket so badly and run.
Broncos country,
yes.
Let's ride.
There, he didn't do it last night. He didn't do it last night. Finally, the read option's there. It was there against the Colts. I was begging for it all season. And they finally hit one yesterday. Read option with Russell keeping it, rolling to the left. It worked. Because you have become such a predictable offense that teams know he's just going to hand it off. And when you pull it away once in a while, now you go. And even if it doesn't work every time, you have the threat. It's about the threat. It's chess. And Nathaniel Hackett right now, I don't want to belittle him and say he's playing checkers, but he's going and playing chess when it's like, dude, just jump the guy that's in front of you, or whatever the phrase is for chess. Instead, he's like, yeah, but if I take him out, I could go over here, and then potentially I could take 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 of their pawns out, rather than take whatever, the knight out here. No, take the knight out. Just take the knight out, get one guy removed from the board, and go from there. You have no business trying to think 10 steps ahead. You need to think one step ahead, and that is the ugly. Nathaniel Hackett, at this point, I want to root for this guy. I love his personality. He's a nice guy. I think he's an innovator, but it's not working. And it's ugly. It's absolutely ugly. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, I got a lot of other things to say. It's a 3-hour show. Welcome aboard, Hooligans. Put your seatbelts on because it is scary, dangerous times, and not in the positive.
Hold on to your butts.
It's going to be a rough Tuesday, but a very fun Tuesday of venting it out. There it is, the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Serious question, do we know if the Broncos script their first 15 plays on offense? Probably.
Most teams probably do.
Shanahan was really big into that. That was a big deal.
You might script your first play and your first drive, and then your first drive out of the half, you'll have a better idea of what you're doing.
Shanahan, toward the end of his career in Denver, did get into that mode of really good 10. I mean, they were good at scoring first. They really great 10 plays or so. And then things would kind of fade, whatever. Nothing like this, though. I mean, the worst. We never saw anything like this. With Vance Joseph and Vic Fangio, yeah, there was the firing debate about Vance. But there was more of a honeymoon phase. At six weeks in. LOL, you sound a little grumpy. Have a feeling bashing on Elway today is not the best recipe for winning Triple T. That's a good text. I don't hate that text. 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I don't hate the text. Let's break into this today, though. I want your thoughts. First Advantage text line, 888-530. How about the answer to the Method Flow Products poll question? Will Nathaniel Hackett be fired before the season ends? Be fired at the end of the season? be given a second year. And I hate firing coaches in the middle of the season. You know me. I don't like it. It's not good business. Unless you're Urban Meyer. That's the only way. So I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you go 0-2 in these next two games before the bye, isn't that the perfect time? Giro Evero, man. I mean,
he shows more energy on the sideline than any of those other coaches.
I'm throwing Hail Marys out there. I'm throwing Hail Marys. Yes, I love his defensive play calling. Now 41% saying he will be fired before the season ends. All right. There's a problem on the sidelines away from Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. There is a major problem that the Broncos better figure out today. And if they don't, that's on George Payton. We'll talk about that next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's taken a lifetime to lose my way. A lifetime of yesterday.
Welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Sometimes you just want to go take your aggression out or watch people take their aggression out. How about Battleground Pro Wrestling presents November Pain? I love this stuff, dude. Greeley Rec Center got a little wrestling action for you on November 5th at the Greeley Rec Center. Doors open at 5:30. Former WWE star Brian Kendrick will be taking on Gino, Told You So Rivera in the main event. Wrestlers from New Mexico, California, Indiana, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Colorado are all going to be there. Seating is limited. Get pre-sale tickets at BattlegroundWrestling.com. That's BattlegroundPro Wrestling.com. BattlegroundProWrestling.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Battleground Pro Wrestling. Go watch some dudes knock each other around for a while. November 5th, our Method Flow Products poll question. Will Nathaniel Hackett be given a second year? Will he be fired before the season ends? Will he be fired at the end of the season? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I want your thoughts here. Melvin Gordon just standing on the sideline, pouting. Just pouting the whole time. Listen, it sucks. I mean, obviously, I never played the pro level or the college level, but I know what it's like when you think you're good enough to be out there. As a young kid in high school sports and stuff, there was always a guy in front of you. You're wanting to beat that guy out, and then he's playing more than you or whatever. It's happened to all of us, whether you were the star, whether you were Tanner Schwinn at one point. He was a backup when he thought he should have been out there. And that's tough when you're sidelined and you're like, this sucks. That's sports, man. And if you can't, sportsman, Chip, there you go. You got to be better than that.
Well, he also came out and said that he didn't know he was benched. Nobody told him that. So that I partially on the coaches for like, hey, Melvin, you're just done.
You're just
for the
not going to get any carries. What do you have, three
Rather
or four carries?
Rather than not telling him and having him just on the sideline complaining to people and Jerry Judy complaining.
It's toxic at this point, though. Whether anybody told him or not, you can't have a guy on your sidelines that's just so upset, visibly upset, and then spreading that toxicity over to other players saying, man, they didn't even tell me. What? That's crap. Why didn't they? Now suddenly you've got that going on the sidelines while you're trying to win a football game.
There's like three fractures forming that I can see right now. It's between Hackett and the team, the defense and the offense, and the offense and Russell.
Yeah, and I don't know
and
if
nothing
they,
is on the same page right now.
I don't know if they believe in Russ anymore. I don't know. Justin Simmons talked about leadership or lack thereof. Here he is.
I don't know. It starts with leadership. From a defensive standpoint, offensive standpoint, special teams. Something's obviously not going right, and, you know, we need to find a way to fix it. Everyone knows the definition of insanity, and, you know, we can't keep doing the same things week in and week out and think things are going to change. So, you know, from that standpoint, we just got to figure it out.
I mean, if Russell, if Justin Simmons is down, I mean, that guy, I've interviewed him a few times now. Good guy, great guy. Does some amazing things for this, for his community. And he, for him to come out and kind of, not bash, there's no bashing there. For all I know, he's talking about himself, too, leadership. But if you're reading between the lines, he's talking about leadership. He's talking about the coaches.
And leadership in the NFL has so many different aspects. It's not just who you are in the locker room, who you are on the practice field. It's who you are on the sidelines during a game and what you're doing on the field and how those two can merge and help motivate your team. And you just don't see that from Russell.
He's on the sidelines clapping,
and but there's no energy there.
I want him to. I'm at the point now where I'm, dare I say, going to the dark side. I want to see a pissed off Russell Wilson.
We talked about that about a month ago.
I want to see him get mad at somebody. Like Judy doesn't know what route he's running. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of situations in that game where it's clear that Russell thought he was zigging when Judy zagged. There's a lot of, and those are obvious. Texter from the 970. I just don't see Russ providing any benefits that a 10-year vet should. He never audibles. He doesn't seem to know what routes should be open based on pre-snap reads and really doesn't seem to be much of a leader out there. See Judy, Melgo, and Hamler's reactions. Russell's best moments are off-schedule plays, but he's already gotten dinged up, so doing that is not a viable path. Off-script plays. I mean, how do you design a script to be off-script, though? That's what I was thinking about last night. How do you design an offense that doesn't feel like it has a design? I think that's what Seattle did. But they also had a run game. And they and a traditional setting of a run, like type of run game. I'm not saying they didn't run out of shotgun. But sometimes, dude, you got to line up in the I formation or power right, power left, and just go. They know you're running anyway. So just go. Stop with the delayed handoffs all the time.
And as bad as Seattle's offensive line was in Russell's last few years there, their running game was always consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a quarterback. That helps an offense.
He's a Jake Plummer-type quarterback. And yes, he's better than Jake Plummer, but he. I liked the point made this morning by Tanner and Brian. He is a Jake Plummer-type quarterback. He is a guy that's an innovator that's going to make plays happen, but he also needs to have a base of a run game, which is what I said in the offseason to begin with. It will be. I said it would. It's going to be Javonte Williams, the key player on this team. Obviously, that didn't work out. But he should be the key player, and then you are working your offense around him to the point where it's play action and it's rollouts and it's different options for him, and you're just not seeing it consistently. However, when you do see it, it works. That's what was going on with the tight end game last night for the first 10 plays or whatever. Yeah. Wilson's having an MRI on his hamstring. Could be pretty serious. Dixon says, your problems may be solving themselves. Let rip and cook, baby. I mean, at this stage, if he's that bad, I mean, were you not passing on first and second down because Russ was hurt? And if your answer is yes, then he shouldn't be in there. I don't care how good you are. Peyton Manning could get away with that because his brain was so good out there. When they won the Super Bowl, Russell at this stage, they're about the same. Peyton was not good. He wasn't good, but he could audible and he could change plays at the line of scrimmage to set up. He could move a run play, figure out the certain blocking scheme to allow a run game and an offensive line to pick up 6 yards.
If we didn't know Russell was dealing with these injuries, would you think anything of it? Or is it, oh my gosh, he looks bad? If you didn't know he was hurt.
Even with the injuries, I'm saying if you're out there, you gotta perform. I mean, Justin Herbert a few weeks ago couldn't run for a first down, literally could not take one more step. And I thought right then Staley should pull him. What did he do? Drove down, scored a touchdown. That didn't mean anything, but he was able to do it. If you're telling me that these injuries are that bad and Russ can't do it, then take him out. But if he's in the game, I'm just going to assume that he's good enough to be in the game. Your boy Tua got pulled. I know head injuries are different, but we should treat all injuries the same. If you can't go, you can't go. If you can't make a play and we got to run out of the shotgun every time, then what are we doing? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We got Top Text Tuesday, $15 gift certificate up for grabs to Cable's Pub and Grill. I want to hear from you guys on this today. Your thoughts on Russ and Nathaniel Hackett and Melvin Gordon. Like, shouldn't – there's no – he should be gone today, right? Like, is Cam Akers – is that something that's going to happen? So, can you get anything from Melvin? Does it matter anymore? You can't have that toxicity on your sidelines and in your locker room. And I – listen, I was a Wisconsin guy. Like, I loved what he did in college. I loved the start of his career with the Chargers. I would always play as I would always get Melvin Gordon on my Madden teams, Angel. Not that that means anything to anybody in the history of the world, but I loved the guy. He was fun. Fun to play with, fun to watch. And now, yeah, it's time. It's time to be done with this. You can't be on the sidelines pouting because you never know when your name's going to be called. And his name isn't going to get called if he's doing that. You're not going to call it. Thanks, Dixon. The good news is Brady picked the Broncos to win 11 games this year, so that means the Broncos are going to win 9 out of the next 11. Hey, the games are right there in front of them. Russell said it last night. Our goals are still right there in front of us. We can still achieve what we want to achieve. I want to believe it. Give me what you did in the first quarter, and I'll tell you right now, you can do that. I mean, still going to be tough. But what changes? Is Russ getting worse? Is the game plan? I mean, at halftime, they make adjustments. Hackett fails to make adjustments. Lemons Heating and Cooling. Tell you about my friends, man. They're Jerry Lemons, great guy. Excellent dude. I played flag football with that dude. That's you can trust a guy. When you play flag football, you're in the trenches of intramural. I don't even think it was intramural. Just rec league flag football. That says a lot. Seriously, he's a great guy. They'll get your heater up to snuff. Get it up to speed, ready to go, because it's getting colder by the day. Lemons Heating and Cooling. 970-567-0798. That's 970-567-0798. 41 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Nuggets really like their starting five. As Gordon is inside, going to power it up, and in.
That's a man. He said in the preseason he knows what his role is.
As Murray bounced to KCP. Kentavious Caldwell, step back, Porter, got it. Oh, that's sweet, Michael Porter Jr. Now Bones breaks through, puts it up and in. Murray for three. Yes.
All right, we're gonna get some positives here. The Nuggets going at it to start their season tomorrow night against the Jazz, and I think they open up as 8-point favorites in that one. So let's get it going. That's a team that can ride. That's a team that can ride this year because they have a superstar that's the best in the league. And he's going to take the ball and put it in his hands in key situations. And now you got Jamal back. You got MPJ back. You got KCP back. Starting five, Jamal Murray, Kentavious Caldwell Pope, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic. That's a starting five right there.
That sounds so exciting.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? It sounds very exciting. I'm ready for this game tomorrow night, man.
I can tell.
Oh, I'm pumped. I even said it to my wife before the game started last night. I say, I'm going to be really bummed if the Broncos don't find a way to get this win. But the light at the end of the tunnel has a pickaxe at the end of it and a nugget.
And a Joker card.
And a Joker card and Bones. And there's just a guy in the silhouette of the shadows doing push-ups.
And Rocky is somewhere over there.
Rocky's doing stuff. Michael Malone and Joker's brothers are behind him. And they find that, you know what, dude, that took his dog.
Enjoying some Weldworks.
And drinking some Weldworks and celebrating. It's like the end of the Lord of the Rings series. You know, at the end when Frodo's laying there and it's so cheesy and over the top, they're like, yay!
It's so good.
We survived! That's how I feel right now. We made it. We're all back. Joker was on a journey. Jamal was on a journey. MPJ was on a journey. Now we're all back together. It's going to be a wonderful season, man. Championship year? Yes. Is this going to be the year?
Yes.
Never done it before. Never won a title. Denver Nuggets have been to 3 Western Conference finals, all against the Lakers, all losses. Is this the year that they get? They've never had an MVP either.
Now you got 2.
Now you got 2. 2 different versions of Nikola Jokic.
Can we just get both of them?
Yeah, just take both. He's like 2 players. He's that good. Then you look at the reserves. You got Bones Highland, and I know you're a big Bones Highland guy.
Love Bones.
Okay, let me. These are probably stupid questions, but I'm going to ask them anyway. Who's going to lead the team in points?
Jamal.
Jamal's going to lead over Joker.
Yep.
You're going to go with so that he's got to be getting close to, what, 28? You think he's going to be that kind of guy?
I do. I feel really good about Jamal.
If he's that kind of guy, forget about it. Who's going to lead the team in assists?
Joker.
Rebounds.
Joker.
Probably Joker.
Gordon's close, but Joker.
Steals. I mean, we don't talk about steals that much, but steals.
Bones.
Ooh, I'd take that. Maybe Bruce Brown. Maybe Bruce Brown in the mix. Who's going to be there, be up for sixth man of the year? Let's say they get somebody there. Who's that going to be? Is it going to be Bones?
It's Bones.
Not Bruce Brown? Bones over Bruce?
I need to see more Bruce, but I think Bones just has such a high energy off the bench that he's just going to, teams are not going to be ready for him off the bench as a sixth man. That kind of energy.
I just can't wait to see how Malone uses these guys. I'm with you, though. I've got big expectations for Bones Highland. He's a creator, though. He's a guy that, this is what I love about basketball, too. If you get the right guys, you can miss a lot of shots, but you can still be a creator. You know, and that's what I liked about Jamal to start his career with Denver is he might miss a lot of shots, but he finds ways to get in the mix and score a few points. I'm just beyond ready. It's time. We want to see this group together and play out the way it was supposed to last year. It was supposed to the year before. I've got high expectations. It's hard for me to they're going to win. I don't do that even with the NFL. Like, it's hard for me to say, yeah, they're going to win the title because there's so many things that could happen and there's so many good teams. But I think it's the kind of team that could go toe-to-toe with Golden State.
Certainly.
You give me Jamal and Michael healthy. And again, we got happiness right now. There's questions about MPJ. There's questions about Jamal Murray. But that's for another day. That's future Brady's problem. Current Brady is looking at this Nuggets team going 0-0, clean slate, and let's go. Pressure's on, Michael Malone. Ball is in your court, even though the dog is not in your house. It's time to go. Let's have a wonderful season. Dixon, maybe since the defense is so good, talking about the Broncos, the Broncos should try to mix things up, confuse the other teams from here on out, and trot out their defense on offense. Oh, trust me, Browning was playing such a great game that I was like, maybe throw him out there. Have him take a couple snaps. See what happens. 11:52 the time, Dixon says. Or maybe just punt on first down every time and try to get some safeties. I'll come by at 2 to get my gift card. You going to let Dixon win it with that text? Come on. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's Top Text Tuesday. I got a $15 gift certificate up for grabs today for whoever it brings the best point to the text line. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, first hour, there we go, just like that. Rocking and rolling. Broncos country, I want to hear from you today. You can text in. You can call in 970-353-1310 or text us on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Whatever you want to talk about. Nuggets, Avs, playoffs, football, all that and more. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.